Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
WTIC, Pete's calling from East Hartford. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Todd. Hold on, let me switch my phone up. Sorry.
No, it sounds good. Just
okay, we good?
You've only got a few seconds, so go for it.
Hey, the pregnancy thing, the mommy thing, the mother thing. You know what I'm curious about? It got me thinking. When you go into like a Target or a Walmart or one of these department stores, where are they sticking the pregnancy department now? I mean, I know when I was growing up, it was maternity department or whatever, and it was in the female section, the women's section. Kind of curious to see where they're sticking the maternity section now.
Well, if it were Target, I don't think they would have it there. They would probably have it in its own, in the binary section or non-binary section or something like
and
that.
And another thing, too, with this issue with being mother, if you're pregnant or being mother or whatever, how about like a cow or a horse? If they're pregnant, are they going to be like mother with calf, or is that going to have to change too? One last thing.
Yes.
I need to. It's a kind of a shout out to Tim. I was in Stop and Shop, and dude, you put the eggs in the bread at the bottom of the bag under the green beans, the cans. Come on, dude, get your act together. Hey, have a good day.
Thank you so much for the call, Pete. Good to hear from you. I like the eggs on top. Yeah, they should be on top. But I don't get the feeling they train people in the supermarkets on the bagging. If they can get someone to do it, they're happy. 860-522-9842. All the supermarkets. I'm not casting aspersions on any one in particular. Rant at 860-751-4698. Stay with us. We're going to get a traffic update. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. He's watching the roads. So quieter this afternoon than this morning so far.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
I'm kind of excited about... I am. Listen to this soundbite from Enfield. This is Monday night this week, April 1st. And Gina Sakala, who's the former deputy mayor, I believe, in Enfield, a Democrat. She was talking about, she was making accusations against the Republicans. And they were curious accusations, and they included a mention of my name, which I find very amusing. So I wanted you to hear this, because Enfield, we spent many months talking about last year because of the out-of-control town government and how aggressively it was pursuing its taxpayers for more taxes and using illegal, duplicitous, and abusive approaches to try to get that money, which it's been doing up to the present, from what I can understand. But the Republicans took over in November, and they've been working to clean things up and doing a good job from what I hear. Anyway, listen to this.
This was all part of the plan.
This is this part I want you to hear, too. This is Gina Sakala accusing Republicans of having known what they were going to do when they took power in advance and who they were going to appoint to certain positions. And I assume that's always what happens, but I could be wrong about that. I don't really know. I assume that when you take over a government, especially when it happens within, I believe in Enfield, it happens like within a week or two after the election, and suddenly you're in charge and you've got to start appointing people and all that stuff. But she's accusing them of doing what they did, and that is knowing what they were going to do in advance.
This was all part of the plan.
Specifically, she's referring to the appointment of Tom Tyler as interim town council, the attorney for the town. And she found that offensive. And this is a discussion about whether to hire him or somebody else as a permanent town council.
So it's not transparent. It's not a fair shake.
What happened? Keep going.
So it's not transparent. It's not a fair shake. It was predetermined who was going to be the town attorney. And
well, they might have known who they wanted, but it still had to be voted on. So they might have known who they favored, but that didn't mean they were going to get, you know, any one person was going to have his way.
And I can absolutely understand that there are probably people in the public, probably people in the town hall, definitely people up on here on this dais that respect Attorney Tyler and his work and his commitment to the community. I know he has a commitment to the community, but I'm going to tell you this. He did nothing but disparage this town, our employees, the 11 people up here on this council, the town manager, our prior town attorney.
Well, the town manager was atrocious. And she was highly, what's the opposite of transparent? She was highly opaque and manipulative in what she did. But I want you to listen to this again, because on the one hand, Gina Sakala is complimenting Tom Tyler for only caring about the best interest of the town. And then she's mad at him for having engaged in a pursuit of the best interest of the town as he saw it. Which way do you want it?
And I can absolutely understand that there are probably people in the public, probably people in the town hall, definitely people up on here on this dais that respect Attorney Tyler and his work and his commitment to the community. I know he has a commitment to the community, but I'm going to tell you this. He did nothing but disparage this town, our employees, the 11 people up here on this council, the town manager, our prior town attorney, for 2+ years.
What he did was step forward and talked about what he saw happening in the town as a volunteer worker. I believe he was on the Board of Assessment Appeals, and that was a volunteer position, giving tons of time. And then he came on the radio and talked about problems he saw in the community and tried to provide transparency, which I thought a second ago Gina was saying she favored.
He went on Todd Feinberg and badmouthed us.
Oh, this is the fun part. He good-mouthed you. Well, he badmouthed you, but he good-mouthed the town because he wanted good things to happen in the town. And by opening his mouth, he was, I believe, doing the kind of thing that you lauded him for, which is showing his dedication to the best interests of the community.
He went on Todd Feinberg and badmouthed us, who Todd Feinberg show I don't actually listen to, but I did listen to.
See, when they say that, it happens 100% of the time. Anybody who says publicly that they don't listen to WTIC, that means they're avid listeners. I guarantee you it's programmed button on her car radio.
But I did listen to the ones that Attorney Tyler was on, and he would be agreeing with Mr. Feinberg when he would talk about the monstrosities that were happening here and the just
that
the
was
terrible
true.
Either leadership
terrible.
Or employees or town manager that we had here.
Oh, the town manager was appalling. And that's why she caused you guys, Gina Sakala, who was just talking, she's in the minority now, the Democrats, who were running the town, but they hired a town manager who ran the town like she was a dictator, who got to call anything, and she got the full support of people like Gina Sakala, I think. So this is democracy happening. And if you're mad at somebody for speaking as a citizen of the town and a volunteer in a part of town government that is separate from town government, it's, you know, the Board of Assessment Appeals is a separate entity controlled by state law. So I think he had a right to do that.
That is not somebody who is unbiased.
No, he's biased. And as you already pointed out, he supports the best interests of Enfield.
That is not respectful. That is absolutely not acceptable. I'm sorry.
She's sorry. We can't have people speaking out and supporting the best interest of Enfield, she's saying.
In the fact that we have an independent review that has shown exactly what members of the BAA did that were not in accordance with the law, which Attorney Tyler was a member of the BAA. I'm sorry. This shouldn't have been done on the dais, but we're here now. He's not going to get my vote. It's not acceptable.
All right, so this was Monday night, and they were maybe going to have a vote to hire a permanent town council, but they didn't. So now Tom Tyler remains the kind of permanent temporary town council. That is the attorney for the town. But the interesting thing is, the point I wanted to make with all this, separate from the fact that Gina Sakala is a avid listener to WTIC and to this show in particular, this is a rebuttal from Doug Finger, who's also on the town council. Yeah, his last name is Finger, and he's a Republican, and he points out that not being transparent and deciding things in advance is kind of standard procedure. And this whole dynamic, the reason I want you to hear this, and I think it's important, is because it's how government works. They don't do transparency. They have contempt for voters. They have contempt for your money. And they want to do whatever they want to do. And you stand in the way of their power, and they hate that. So listen to what Doug Finger says. I think this was just a brilliant rebuttal, and he nailed them to the wall.
Councilman Finger.
You know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I guess I am. I'm going to go back in time when I sat over there.
He's saying when he was on the minority until the November elections last year, I believe he's referring to him sitting in the other side of the room, I guess. The minority sits one side and the majority the other side. Yeah, it's very clannish, the whole thing. It's built for them to be fighting. Anyway, he's referring to what happened when he was in the minority and Gina Sakala and the other Democrats were running things.
And we came up here to get to start a attorney firm to look into the tax assessor and the BAA.
They spent a fortune of tax dollars to investigate the town's abusive approach to assessments? Yeah, why did the assessment process go so wrong? Because they had a huge spike in people appealing the appraisals of their property.
And you guys already had Mario's company already picked out.
Mario is the attorney that they hired to do this thing. And that was a totally rigged deal. Friend of somebody, friend of the town manager or something like that. And so his name's Mario, the guy they hired and paid $100,000+ to, I forget the number, to do this thing that was from the beginning supposed to be called. They don't mention this. Doug doesn't mention this, but he was doing a report on the malfeasance that was going on in the town that was called the independent report, which meant it wasn't independent. They called it the independent report so that it would be referred to as the independent report so that you wouldn't understand that it wasn't independent at all.
And you guys already had Mario's company already picked out. It was on the paper, the resolution for him to do it. If it wasn't for the two people who are not on that side right now, Nick and Matt, to agree with myself and at the time the minority of the Republicans to go for an RFP to bring in other attorney firms, it never would have happened. So
all right, so Doug Finger is saying that this guy Mario, who eventually did get the contract, it required people to stand up and object to the idea that the Democrats had already predetermined that he was going to get the contract, and they wanted requests for proposals to go out to other people.
It never would have happened. So you guys would have gotten your way with that without even, should we say, be transparent about it. So we had our meetings with these people. We brought some people in. Mario, who we shot down, ended up coming to those interviews. And how he got in there after being shot down, I know why. Like you said, it was you guys bringing him back. Then we had that little thing about who were going to do it. Mario wasn't even close. So we come into a council meeting, and if you don't remember, maybe you should go back where I blew up. Because you already had, Cindy, I'm sorry. I blew up because you guys already had Mario's name back on that resolution. When he wasn't even we didn't even get this far. And you guys had his name already on there, and you know it because leadership back then, along with the past town manager and the past town attorney, made sure it happened that he got it. And I know the reasons why Nick and Matt changed their vote. I won't bring that up. Okay? So all my texts is my phone.
He's mentioning a lot of politics that's complicated to follow, and I don't know at all. But the gist of it is that these guys sandbag voters and sandbag each other on a regular basis. And the idea that they make accusations that they're counterparts, whether it's Democrats making the accusation, as happened in this case, or Republicans towards Democrats, this is how government operates. You have people who want to do what they want to do, and they have contempt for the idea that there is this thing built around an idea called democracy. That is, that people, taxpayers, citizens get to decide public policy. And the way they get around citizens knowing what's happening with public policy is by making sure you have no idea what's going on. They keep it all secret, and they hide and manipulate, and that's standard procedure.
But you sit there and preach about how this is bad, but you guys did it yourselves. I'm just saying, you know, you forget about things like that. I don't, because I keep remembering about it. I keep going back to other meetings about things. And I'll tell you something, no matter how it goes, again, Tom, I wish you the best of luck, because you know something, you do make yourself part of Enfield, and nothing against, obviously, Chris has been here for many of years.
Now he's talking about Tom Tyler, the guy who is the interim town council who didn't get the permanent job Monday night because there was some rebellion, and I think the Democrats just needed to push back. They wanted to push back on what Republicans are now doing, which is putting their own people in place so they can run the town the way they want to, which is what happens after an election. But it's very interesting and scary the degree to which people who hold positions of power, whether it's federal, state, or even at the town level, your local government, they view you as the enemy who needs to be stopped. In many, 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 many cases. And Robert Kennedy, who's running for president, I've got a cut of him I want to share with you after we break for news, because he's making the same point. And it all ties together. 860-522-9842. Thanks to the folks in Enfield, we get an inside look at it. And the rant line number, 860-751-4698. Rant's coming up in about 45 minutes. We're going to go to the GPS Lawyers Traffic Center right now. We're off to that center where Mark Christopher watches the roads and reports to us. Go ahead, sir.
Miss some?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the Todd Feinberg Show, don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
It's WTIC. All right, so that's my wrap on Enfield, but I've got a little more to say. We will get into that little more in a couple of minutes. Let's talk to Jamie in Middlefield, though. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Todd. Yeah, I love you bringing up the local issues because you do need to keep a watch at all levels. I mean, it's generally easier at our level because you're right in contact with it and people get involved when it.
Well, the trouble is, though, finding somebody who wants to tell the truth about what goes on in any government, somebody who's got the knowledge, finding somebody willing to squeal is really hard. And there were a few people who came forward and wanted to talk about it and force the issue in Enfield. And that's what made it possible. So I'd love to do it other places, too, if people have stuff to report.
So I remember during that time, Attorney Tyler was on. And, you know, I don't know the man, but he seemed genuine, seemed to have a love for his town, didn't have any self-interest. But right during that same time, Todd, and I don't know if you noticed this, but there were press releases sent out by somebody in that town to all the local television stations. They were airing these happy stories about Enfield has a surplus of X amount of money, and we're going to put money, I believe it was into the library, and we're going to install cameras at all of the voting drop-off locations. So, you know, it was just, everything was hunky-dory. I don't know if it was an election time, whenever that was, but it just shows that people can control a message. They can send something out.
Yes,
people just
yes.
hear it. It's like, wow, I guess everything's really good here. Well, maybe look into it a little bit deeper. But there was no doubt there was some damage control going on. And it was probably because you were bringing up issues that you gave a sounding board for Mr. Tyler to come on. That is indeed necessary. It's a shell game, Todd, with these. You know, they have a 10-year assessments where they revalue everything. And generally, the thought is, okay, if your assessment of your property goes up, it then, out of good faith, you should reduce the mill rate. Well, I don't know what happened in Enfield. I'm guessing it was probably both. They made everybody's house worth a lot
more. Oh, everything went up, yeah.
And they increased the mill rate just because they wanted the money. And again, this is about the third time I've said this over the last number of years since I've been calling in. 100 years ago, President Coolidge, the collection of taxes, any more than absolutely necessary, is legalized robbery. And it's going on. It continues to go on. And it's just a game. And it's a shame. It really is.
It really is. Thank you, Jamie, for bringing that up once again. We don't have a guest coming up. So if you have something you want to comment on, call now and we'll do it after we get this traffic and weather together on the 8th. Starting off with Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
Okay, WTIC. We're talking about Enfield. But we're really talking about politics in general when you have a two-party system and an adversarial system like we have. you have both parties trying to do the same thing, which is to fight for power. And they usually do it by not by making sure there's no transparency. And what we need to do is support people who actually practice politics in the good way that it's meant to be, which is very rare. But I think that's what's going on now with the Republicans in charge in Enfield. So it's a good thing to behold. Fred in Middletown. Hello, Fred.
Hey, hey. So not to use the imperative here, but I tell you, I have the Phil Spector gene, and I know a hit when I hear one. And you have, quote, got to use, he went on the Feinberg show and badmouthed us in a show promo.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. Yeah, dude, I'm serious. You've got to do that.
Did she say that? Did she say that Tom Tyler came on here and badmouthed?
Yes, she said he went on the Feinberg show and badmouthed us. I believe that's a quote. I think she left out your first name. Yes, dude. That is, you just got to work that into your show.
Oh, that won't be a problem. I only heard it this morning, and it was okay. I was just so happy and had a big smile on my face.
Right, you were gentle. Yeah, that's excellent. And real quick, back to the thing about Mother, and I believe Everett. I mean, he was saying, like, that's a waste of time. Well, yes and no. There is there's all parts of the battlefield. And the lie, their whole thing is built on lies. Like, for example, why was it such a big deal when Joe Biden accurately called the fellow an illegal, the murderer? Mm-hmm. And that's because, you know, that you don't nothing. You got to lie about everything. So anywhere you fight that, it does have value. You know, Tom was playing, what's his name there, Walsh, doing a ground and pound on people about what's a woman. And the guy says, well, it's someone who identifies as a woman. And Walsh goes, which is? You know, and then he goes, he's with me with circular logic. And this is like a professor. And they're just like, why are you asking that? And then what did the other people you asked say? And they said, well, they said the same thing you're saying. Oh, well, you see, that's because you're an nasty. Yeah, like that. But, yeah, so that, just that. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you, Fred. 860-522-9842. Juan's calling from East Hartford. Hi, Juan.
I must continue what Fred said, that in science I learned that there were two species, a female and a male species.
Well, there are males and females in most species, I think is the way you want to say that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the humans, specifically in the human species, there's a female and a male, and a male cannot become a female, and the female cannot become a male. Surgically, they can, but biologically, you can't.
Well, they can alter parts of themselves to simulate being the other sex.
Cells are different.
But they haven't actually become the other sex. They can, and
pretend.
Yes, they can pretend. And this is based on the idea of conflating the meaning of the word. So there's a semantic dynamic to this as well, as I'm sure you know, Juan, that where they're really talking about gender, that is your identity. So if you feel like a woman, but you're in a man's body, well, you have every right to decide that your gender, that is your identity, is something different than what your body is. But we shouldn't be making law about the sexes, and we shouldn't be having conversations about the sexes where people deny that there's such a thing as a man and a woman, a male and a female sex, when that's undeniable and they know it. And the reason they're put in that corner is by this deliberate confusion of the language, the semantic mess that the Democrats are trying to make of this thing.
The brainwashing experiment.
Yes.
That's, you know, that's communism at its best.
Well, I don't even know if the communists thought of this one.
This thing is just so out of control, because the reality of it is that, you know, we're a free country. So we have the freedoms to express ourselves, be who we want to be, do what we want to do, whenever we do it, you know, we have a lot of freedoms. This is a country that was built around the freedoms of the people. And for one segment that represents probably a percent, reality, percent of the population, we have to bow to them, and now they've become the, you know, the most valuable thing in this world. I think that's, I mean, I don't understand why would the Democratic Party be so vested in that.
Well,
and government and itself. I mean, it's like we have somebody was calling. I heard somebody earlier talking about, you know, all the road work, yeah, all the money that's going into infrastructure, and yeah, well, you started questioning about the potholes on the road, and you know, by the time, you know, 30 seconds later, he was agreeing with you that, you know, there's no money being invested in infrastructure because everything is falling apart.
Well, he was saying
the stuff that we're doing now on the bridges is stuff that should have been done 25 years ago.
Yes. I mean, they're always doing work on infrastructure, but are we seeing a manifestation that would justify the spending of trillions of dollars or more money? I don't see any sign that there's a renaissance of infrastructure going on, and yet we're investing that kind of money in it. Juan, thank you for the call, 860-522-9842. Okay, so back to the theme of Enfield and the fact that there was a dispute Monday night, the point being made that the Enfield Republicans, or that Tom Tyler, the current town council, who is there on an interim basis, that he was somehow out of line, or no, that the town council, the Republican town council, was out of line when they appointed Tom, because they had it in their heads in advance that that's what they wanted to do. And then we played Republican town councilor Doug Finger, who changed parties, who left the Democrats in the middle of this dispute, I think, over what the Democrats were doing to the town and the assessor run amok and that whole thing that we focused on last summer. Well, anyway, we were reviewing what happened Monday night, and Gina Sakala, the former deputy mayor, who's now a counselor at large on the Democratic side, calling out the Republicans for not being transparent, when in fact this is what they do in politics. They play games, they misrepresent truth, they hide what's actually going on to make sure voters don't understand, because they want to get their way. They want to be able to make things happen. And they were making a lot happen when Democrats were in control of Enfield by having an assessor who was using his power to assess taxes abusively, and that creating a crisis in the town and it being exposed here. And the Democrats were upset that it got exposed here, because that provided a spotlight on the scam that they were trying to run in the town, which was being led by the town manager at the time, who had been brought in, whether with intent or not, she was their choice, whether with transparency or not, she was their choice. And they certainly fought transparency when we were trying to make transparency happen. And we did so successfully enough, I think, that they were able to fix the town government and try a new set of leaders. Anyway, that dynamic. Listen to Bobby Kennedy Jr. talk about Republicans and Democrats and his struggle to get on the ballot and what he's running against and all that kind of stuff. Because I think this is interesting, too.
I mean, what I would say is you have both sides using scare tactics. Republicans say that if Joe Biden gets in, it's going to be the end of the Republic. Democrats say if Donald Trump gets in, it's going to be the end of democracy. And I don't think either of them are actually going to destroy democracy. We have institutions in this country that are pretty enduring. And if you look at both those candidates, they're very different in their temperament. They're very different in their ideology.
Now, listen to this. He's saying you've got two guys running who are very different in their ideology, but
in their rhetoric. But on the issues where they actually depart from each other, it's a very narrow band of issues, and it's the culture war issues like abortion, guns, the border, and they're all important issues.
So what he's saying is substantively, there's not that much difference between the policies that we end up with, whether Democrats are in charge or Republicans are in charge. But what those parties do is they try to focus us in on issues that are emotionally significant, like fighting, as they are doing in the legislature today. The Democrats are fighting to put the words pregnant persons into legislation, and they're getting pushback from other Democrats, urban Democrats, minorities, who want the word mothers to be there. What is that all about? Well, they create these fights, stupid fights. It's stupid to start calling mothers pregnant persons, but it's very effective at manipulating the focus away from the bad things that they're doing and towards something that causes people to choose sides politically. Back to Bobby Kennedy.
But they're not existential issues.
They're not existential issues, he says.
But they're not existential issues. On the existential issues, neither of them has the capacity to address them, the biggest one being the debt. We now have $34 trillion.
Yeah, we now have $34 trillion in debt. Now, Bobby Kennedy's saying this is the big issue we should be talking about, one of them that we should be focused on, and they keep us distracted with these dumb things like pregnant persons. Just leave the pregnant persons alone and call them mothers.
The service on that debt is more than our military spending. So, and within 5 years, 50 cents out of every dollar collected in taxes are going to go to servicing the debt. And
so Bobby Kennedy Jr. is making the point that we should be talking about the fact that they've robbed us blind and squandered the greatest wealth that mankind has ever created, which occurred post-war in this country, and that money is gone, and now we're $34 trillion in debt. We're broke, and we've dug a hole for ourselves, and the infrastructure is, despite the debt that's been run up to supposedly straighten out the infrastructure is a disaster.
Who ran up that debt? It was President Trump and President Biden together in just 4 years each.
All right, so Bobby Kennedy Jr., independent candidate, saying Republicans and Democrats both had 4 years, Biden 4 years, Trump 4 years. They ran up record amounts of debt.
They ran up more spending than all the previous presidents going back to George Washington combined. The chronic disease epidemic. When my uncle was president, 6% of America.
6% of Americans what, Bobby?
Chronic disease today.
6% of Americans had chronic disease.
Americans had chronic disease today. 60% is the biggest issue we have.
60% have chronic disease.
$4.3 trillion that we're spending on that. And it's almost five times our military budget. And it's getting worse and worse. You've never heard President Trump talk about it. Never heard President Biden.
So Bobby Kennedy Jr. is making the point that part of the game of politics is to fight about things like transparency, even though nobody does transparency, because transparency is anathema to their goal in government, which is to be able to guide that money to key voting constituencies, to key voting blocks, so that they can buy their votes using our money. That's essentially how politics works. And Robert F. Kennedy, this is why we need more voices. This is why we need independent candidates. The wasted vote, to me, is the one that goes to the binary. We need to break the binary. And that's why it's good to have Bobby Kennedy in the race, so we can get that voice. It's not a great voice physically, but what he has to say is wonderful. 860-522-9842.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.